Natasha's got the recorder started, so we'll start with PID number one. This is a special meeting of the Board of Trustees of Rome PID number one. This meeting was noticed in advance, and we do have a public hearing today that was also noticed in advance according to the legal requirements. So for purposes of the record, we'll just note that present we have myself, I'm Matt Entz, the district counsel, Natasha Osmus from my office. We also have Michael Jensen and Shelby Clymer from CLA, and then we have Tony Hill and Seth Robertson representing our board. So appreciate everybody joining us today. We'll jump right into the agenda. The first item on the agenda is our consent items to approve the minutes of our last board meeting, which was held on November 22nd, and to approve or ratify any payment applications or requisition requests made since the last meeting. I don't know if we have any items under that second thing. Any items we need to discuss? If not, I'll look for a motion. Yeah.
No, sorry, Matt. I was saying, to my knowledge, I don't believe there was a requisition since the last meeting.
Okay, sounds good. So we just look for a motion to approve the consent items.
I make a motion to approve consent items.
Second.
That was a motion by Seth and a second by Tony. All in favor?
Aye.
And that was unanimous. So that takes us to our public hearing, which was previously noticed, to take public comment on the tentative operating capital budget, which was approved on November 22nd. It's proposed to be adopted with some amendments today as the final budget. Maybe this is the best point, Michael and Shelby, to turn the floor over to you, and you can address any updates that have been made since our last meeting.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. How about I share my screen, and then I'll just kind of talk through some of the updates that we made from the last time that we met. So first and foremost, on the general fund, did a little bit of work just to kind of pull out the administrative expenditures that have been paid to date, and then also reflected for 2023 a couple changes here. One is a transfer in from the debt service fund of about $8,400 that represents the taxes anticipated to be remitted to the district. And as a reminder, there's that administrative carve-out, so those taxes are first applied to administrative expenditures before then flowing to the bonds. And then kind of that same $51,000 G&A budget, primarily for accounting, legal, audit, and insurance. For the debt service fund, really the only change made here was to reflect the property taxes for what we expect, so again that $8,400, and then again that's reflected as a transfer out for that admin carve out. And then on the capital projects fund, a couple updates we made here. One was to the 2022 estimate, so we looked through kind of activity through November and estimated out capital outlay through the end of this year. And then for 2023, reflect all remaining project funds to be spent. So this number for 23 is lower than what we initially had presented. And then Matt and I just briefly discussed, we will need to amend this fund, the 2022 budget, because we're estimating about $3.4 million compared to the budget of $3 million. So assuming that that occurs and that we are over the $3 million, we'll look to amend at the first meeting that we hold in 2024.
2023.
Yeah, thank you. Yep. Just skipping forward another year. And then the only other thing is that we did add in the summary of significant assumptions. These are really required to be included under the kind of accounting standards that we follow. So this just has very brief notes on kind of the purpose of the district, the primary revenue sources, and then primary expenditures, as well as some details on the outstanding debt, and then also include the maturity schedule or amortization schedule for the senior bonds. So that was very quick. Tony or Seth, any questions, comments on this?
No.
I don't have any.
Okay, great. So we will go ahead and open the public hearing on this item. And we're here at the location that was noticed for the public hearing, and seeing no members of the public here to comment, we'll close the public hearing and move on to the action item, which is to consider adoption of Resolution 2022-04, which adopts the final budget for 2023 as presented by CLA. So unless there's any questions, we'll look for a motion to approve that resolution.
I move to approve Resolution 2022-04.
Hey, thank you. That was a motion by Tony and a second by Seth. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, guys. Seeing as how that is a resolution, Natasha will send that out to get a signature on that, and then we'll attach the final budget to it, and then that can be submitted to the state, Michael. So. Okay, no other items on this agenda, so look for a motion to adjourn, and we can move into the District 2 agenda.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thanks.